Hundreds of supporters shout, "God is great," outside Jakarta's Cipinang prison early Wednesday, while police blow whistles to clear the way as Muslim cleric Abu Bakar Bashir walks out of jail. Bashir spoke briefly to the crowd. He promises to continue his fight to uphold Islamic Sharia and says this law is needed to help Indonesia, which is now shrouded in darkness. The 68-year-old was convicted 2 years ago of being part of a conspiracy behind the 2002 bombings in Bali that killed 202 people. Bashir is accused of being the spiritual leader of the Southeast Asian group Jamaah Islamiyah, which is linked to the Al-Qaeda terror network. JI has been blamed for a series of terrorist bombings in Indonesia over the past several years. Several JI leaders convicted in the attacks attended an Islamic boarding school Bashir founded. Bashir, a hardline Islamist, was originally sentenced to 30 months in jail. The sentence was cut last year as part of regular remissions given to prisoners to mark Indonesia's Independence Day. The United States and Australia, which lost 88 citizens in the Bali attack, have expressed disappointment over what they view as too lenient a jail term. Bashir denies any wrongdoing, saying JI does not exist. Anti-terrorism experts have said the group wants to create an Islamic State across much of Southeast Asia. Indonesia has arrested more than 200 people, sentencing three to death, for the roles they played in terrorist attacks in the country. But none of the trials has produced evidence linking Bashir directly to the preparation or execution of terrorist attacks in Indonesia. Many security experts say he has little operational role in JI. Bashir's lawyer, Adnan Widerwan, says the cleric simply wants to spend his remaining years teaching at his school.
He's going to spend the remaining time of his life to do good for others, to preach and to teach in his schools that he was a founder of. He's going to prove that he is a man of peace, that he does not believe in violence to achieve his goal.
After he walked out of prison, Bashir was whisked away by car for the 600-kilometer drive to his home in Solo in West Java, where he will undergo a medical checkup before he returns to his school. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.